ways. Try and finish this quickly. Everybody has to recognize and know himself in a very exact and objective way. In the same way, you know the sun's shining out there. Do you all know that you're sitting on a chair? When you sit on that chair, why do you get a fright? Maybe you're going to hit the floor. Because the chair was there, right? That's how real you have to be with who you are and what you are and what your koich is and what your chesrein is and who you are and what your pleasures are, etc., etc. Just in brackets, you know, that's how well you have to know Hashem as well, by the way. The same way as you know that you're sitting on a chair, that's why you didn't hit the floor. That's how real Hashem has to be. As real as the chair. Okay. Ein tuchal ledat imata tsoad b'derech hanachoina. Sorry, eich. How are you supposed to know if you're going the right way? Eich tuchal ledat shata lois shkia b'diyuk achshav. How are you supposed to know? Maybe I'm doing the biggest error now. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Al manas b'petach et yucholot ha'avchana ha'meduyeket nasech u'betev kol es chameshet ha'ikronot ha'basisim שמנוחים את חייך. לא הדרך השלישי is בריחו סוסייט. You remember them? Remember the five principles we mentioned in who wants to say them out? I don't remember them. The five principles we brought in the Riches for Science. Where did you bring five? Where did you bring five principles in? I don't even see that. A little bit earlier we saw 10, yeah, in this way. Which you've forgotten already. What's the goal of my life? What's my goal in life? Okay. Don't know what he's talking about. All right. Let's see. The dogma. For example, in the Torah's way of thinking, love is not a merit, it's not something you deserve, it's a chiyuv that you have. Yeah? You don't have a schut to be loved. You have a chiyuv to love. Haim zeh hegyoni. Does that make sense to you? Yeah, does that make sense to you? You have an obligation to love? Yeah, that sits with you? Avalet enakudot im atzmachas. Now go through it. You're trying to work out there. You have your mitzvahs to love. After this, Rachel Samaychol, after this, Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levadcha, v'chol nafshecha, boom, 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 boom. That makes sense to you? Yeah, well, I kiss the mezuzah whenever I walk past, so it must be true. Yeah, that's our tfisa. No. So ask yourself. Mugaychecha. Ata lo yachol lachriach oti loiv. You can't force me to love. If I don't like the guy, I don't like him. Well, you are. I love the guy. The nudnik. God irritates me. You're going to love him? Avnei emeya yiladim. Mea maa shani oev otam. No, you're going to have children. You're going to love them? How do you know? Maybe there'll be a nudnik and he'll irritate you. You won't love him. Who's he going to love your children? Isaac's ma. Of course I'm going to love my children. He doesn't love his children. How do I know you're not going to love my child? How do you know you're going to love your child? Maybe like all the things in the qualities in him that you don't love. So you won't love him. How do you know what kind of children you're going to have? Ulay miya yiladim ma'at banim v'ani lo avotam. Maybe they're going to be real nudnikim and I'm not going to love them. אז אני אוהב אותם. ברור שאני חייב לאהב את הילדים שלי. You understand that you have an obligation to love your children. If you suddenly discover you don't love one of your children, that'll be shocking news, right? That'll be earth-shattering news. It wouldn't disturb you if you suddenly discover you don't love one of your kids. Wouldn't you be shocked? You'd have to sit back and go like, what kind of, whoa, What kind of monster am I? I don't love my kids? Are you out of your mind? As I say, you can how you can reconcile the sphere. On the one hand, you tell me the next time I was a Ludnik and he does things that irritate me and I can't love it. On the other hand, you tell me that my children I'm going to love no matter what kind of Ludnik he is. Yeah? So how do you deal with that sphere? You know you're going to love your children no matter what Ludnik you are. How do you reconcile that sphere? I tell you, Dei Sha'av, he chayva. You know that love is a chayva, is a chiyuv. Even though you know intellectually that you have a chiyuv to love every Jew, but it's not clear enough for you to really know that you have to love every Jew, even a little bit. So give yourself time. Uvdok et ha'yibatim, ha'ikronim shel ha'chayim. What ha'yibatim? I don't know what Sholet atzmacha shaylot basisois al ha'chayim. Beklau v'aloisa ha'neshoma v'prat. Ask yourself some general questions about life in generally and about your neshoma specifically. Mahi mashmot ha'kiyum. What is the meaning of life, of existence in general? Ma'atot b'chayim. What's good in life? That's a very important question to know. What defines for me a good life? Ma'ahem hargashot sheli legabei am Yisrael. What am I feeling towards Klal Yisrael? How do I look at the Jewish people? Ma'ahem achayim shelach ha'mavet. What's life after death? What's it going to look like? Eichani mevin et mahus ha'toiv v'arab o'elon. How do I understand the essence of bad, evil, and good in the world? How do I deal with evil in the world? Hashem created everything, so how is the evil in the world? What does Hashem allow out here? Yeah? You have to go to Auschwitz, you have to go to the hospital, yeah. You go to the children's ward at Adassa and sit there and try and ponder the mystery of good and bad in the world, yeah? You got that clear? You've reconciled it, you understand it beautifully. It's not interfering with your Avos Hashem at all. It doesn't get in the way. It's gonna get in the way unless you work it. It's not gonna get out of the way, okay? And if you think it has, you're fooling yourself. If 2,000 years of Jewish trauma isn't getting in the way of your Avos Hashem, then you've been you're repressing very well. Im yeshli bechira chofshi, eichen mishlamas bo. Do I really have bechira? When do I have bechira? When don't I have bechira? What is bechira? Am I using it correctly? Ma gorim li latzvut. What causes me to get sad? When I get sad, you know, I'm getting sad. What caused me to get sad? What are the benefits of getting sad? Haim zeh v'sedeh lo etatsut. Is it okay to be sad? Who cares if it's okay to be sad? Am I sad? Yes. Is it a fact? Yes, there I am. Is it good or bad? I don't know. But it's an observable fact. What are you going to do about it? Mani magish v'kesh el Hashem. What's my feelings about my relationship with Hashem? Do I have some good kosher Jewish gava? Yeah? If they would take everything away from me and just leave me with my Yiddishkeit, with my Jewishness, would that be enough? Have I ever dealt with the Holocaust and all the other suffering? Yeah, well, whatever, you know, I mean, I sit on the floor in Tisha B'Av and I feel quite bad, and then the next day I go swimming. I mean, I've dealt with it, right? I understand. These are questions the person has to deal with. I was even walking around in cloud fog. On a lot of these things, it's not so pleasant to actually sit down and think about that. So ask yourself, so why is it not pleasant to think about this? Better just go to sleep. Morning. Go to the inner core, sit down and get to that core. Don't rely on what you heard the other day. You know, you heard stories, you heard people talking, how they dealt with it, you know? Try to understand why you're behaving the way you behave. Or try to understand how you're going to not behave the way you're behaving in the future. אחרת ייתכן שאתה פשוט הולך עם העדר. Maybe you're just walking around in darkness, in confusion. ייתכן שהפנמת תפישות מקובלות מבלי לבדוק כלל עד כמה הן נכונות. הגיע הזמן לבדוק את זה. Could be you're walking around with a whole bunch of premises and hypotheses in your life that are actually incorrect. When was the last time you took out all your basic philosophies and fundamental principles that you live your life according to? Check out whether they're true or not. Where did you get them from? Hollywood. Yeah? I mean, how much of the basis of our world of Shkafa is based on what we got from the news, from the press, from the news? Avor al kol hanoisim ad shetagia lebihirut maximalit. Go over all these things one at a time, slowly, slowly, until you get as much clarity as you can. Bein adam sheyodeya ma'ahu mechapes yagia ubekol mechir. Bein adam sheyodeya ma'ahu mechapes yagia ubekol mechir. Somebody knows what he's looking for, he will eventually get it, no matter what the price is. בדיוק כמו שאם תתחנת טיל חכם לחביית על המטרה, הוא יפגע. בדיוק כמו שאם תחנת טיל חכם to search out to go after its goal. Well, you've got, that's what it's gonna go after. One of these heat-seeking missiles, yeah? It's programmed to go after something, it'll go after it, no matter what. We saw them yesterday, that's what the helicopters do to protect themselves. They were doing it over our field last night when I got home. The helicopters fly under these heat-seeking missiles that they fire at them. So what they do is they fire these little flares. And that distracts the tillage. So that's exactly us. Our goal is the helicopter. The helicopter makes a bit of fantasy flares, and we go after the fantasy flares and forget about the helicopter. That's what I thought yesterday in the field. Alright, tomorrow Mr. Shem will do the Nekudot Sikum, and then we'll decide what we're going to do after this. Carry on reading.